phones are pagers, folks. So. We're going to go in about probably 15 seconds, 20 seconds. So.
We need you to hold your breath during the performance.
Here we go. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you? Oh, yes. What's that? Yes, he is awake. He's sitting down, but he's awake. She was commenting the fact that we had gotten a blues player up at 7:30 in the morning. So Scott's not an ordinary blues player. Well, thank you. We'll slap Scott around here and wake him up and get him put in. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Thanks, Marilyn, very much. We're here returning once again for the eighth year for the Summer Acoustic Music Week to the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee in a place called the Geneva Point Center. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful return each and every year because the community gathers in and comes to visit our concerts. And it's wonderful, but we gather together 100 students and about 12 or 13 faculty members and some volunteers, and magic happens over a week time, and it's just an incredible period of time. And two wonderful instructors are joining us this morning. To my radio right is Flip Breskin, coming all the way from the Seattle area, from Bellingham, Washington.
Yep.
Good morning. This is a sound check. Make sure that you can talk.
Can I talk? Talk, hi.
And Scott Ainsley, who's now up in the Vermont area.
Yes.
Originally, we used to fly him up from Raleigh, Durham.
Yeah, I got cheaper.
Yeah, you did. You know, I noticed that. My budget's gone down a little bit.
Yeah, I bought a serious house just to be closer to you, Dave.
Oh, I knew that. Well, we've always regarded you as a great friend, Scott, so thank you very much. Anyway, it's nice to have both of you here. Let's start off with a song from Flip this morning.
Well, I've lived a lot of my life at music camps, and my buddy Rob Lopresti just finished. We got him through his CD. I'm happy about this. And he showed up with this song a couple of years back, and this was from a music camp where they let you bring your kids. I glide into music camp, easy as you please. In my cabin first I lose my wallet and my keys. Nothing here I need to buy except maybe a CD. No one's gonna steal a thing, 'cause we're all family. Some folks play, some folks sing, others dance and cheer. And the babies grow a giant step each and every year. Oh, each and every year, that's your part. Well, Frank's been taking fiddle lessons. Alice wrote a song. Jack's back first time in years, and he brought the kids along. Here's the rookies looking lost, wondering where to start. There's new faces, names, and songs. We'll learn a few by heart. Some folks play, some folks sing, others dance and cheer. And the babies grow a giant step each and every year. Oh, each and every year. There we go. There's songs of work and war and love and politics, God knows. Songs to make you laugh or cry or think or tap your toes. Songs strong as medicine that heal with every tone. Booming from a bluegrass band or one brave voice alone. Some folks play, some folks sing, others dance and cheer. And the babies grow a giant step each and every year. Oh, each and every year. Well, spare a thought for those we love who won't be back this year. Sing a song they wrote or played or simply love to hear. Teach the kids the legacy of those who now are gone. Pickers come, pickers go, the melody rolls on. Some folks play, some folks sing, others dance and cheer. And the babies grow a giant step each and every year. Oh, each and every year. Some folks play, some folks sing, others dance and cheer. And the babies grow a giant step each and every year. Oh, each and every year.
Thank you. Thank you. That was by Rob Lopresti, and I got a few copies of that CD in the store. Other than that, you get it on cdbaby.com.
That's Flip Breskin and the Rob Lopresti CD. That's a great song.
Isn't that cool?
Well, it's a great song for camp, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. It really gets right to the heart of the matter, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, you've been involved in camps for many, many years.
Yeah, coming up on 30.
Now, is that with the Puget Sound Guitar Workshop? Were you a founder of that?
I was, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's 30 years of that. And what have you seen evolve over the years with that?
To me, the most important part is the listening space created, where we create a space to listen to each heart and each other's hearts and to show ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the most important part. A lot of people have learned a lot of music, but to me, it's the quiet where you can hear.
Hmm. Now, you when you teach there, what do you teach?
I get to teach the beginners.
Well, we love that. You know, you do that here as well, and you do that as well as anybody I know.
Thank you. I do that, and I teach fingerstyle sometimes. Mm-hmm. But to me, getting to watch the courage of beginners is like a constant inspiration.
That's wonderful. Mr. Scott Ainsley joining us, who's a veteran of the Summer Acoustic Music Week as well. And it's nice to have you back, Scott.
Nice to be here.
Well, it's a fresh, beautiful morning, and why don't you grace us with a wonderful blues song? By the way, Scott and Raleigh are going to lead a tribute to Freda Epstein, a memorial for Freda Epstein. It won't be a sullen memorial in any way, shape, or form. It will be a joyous memorial for Freda's life.
Freda wouldn't tolerate it.
Right,
a sullen memorial.
She'd say, that's just not happening.
I did think of her during that last verse.
Yep.
Very nice. Flip song.
Freda was a teacher up here. Freda Epstein was a teacher up here for about 4 or 5 years, and brought us so many wonderful riches over the years. And people have been very, very sad and memorializing her ever since. So.
Yeah, if there was a loss that caused us all to think, I'm going to spend this day well.
Yeah,
it was certainly that one. Well. It being the day of the week that it is and the hour that it is, I'm assuming most of you are the less fortunate among us are in their cars driving to work.
They're on Route 3 or Route 93.
Nice old John Hurt tune. This morning, woke up this morning. I woke up this morning with that Monday morning blues. Couldn't hardly find my Monday morning shoes. I've been laid in jail. I've been laid in jail. I've been laid in jail 6 long weeks today. Lord, I asked the jury. Ask the jury. As a jury, what might be my fine? Get a pick and shovel. Get a pick and shovel. get a pick and shovel and go down in the mines. That's the only time. That's the only time. That's the only time I ever felt like crying. Give me a lucky dime. Money, morning blues. Money, morning blues. Money, morning blues. Made me leave my home.
Wow. That's a good tune for this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. Hey, Scott, tell me what's so charismatic about Mississippi John Hurt. You teach his music, and
you know John Hurt was went to New York in 1928 and made a bunch of recordings, and then didn't like the big city, but he recorded a song there called "Avalon, My Hometown," always on my mind, great tune, and has a lot of the rhythms and the sounds of the New York City subway in it. Actually, I hear him anyway, and he went back to Avalon, Mississippi, on the edge of the Delta, and played in his community on his front porch and for dances and stuff for the next 40 years, almost. And in around 1965 or 66, a couple of folklorists went down hunting for him because they figured out he might still be alive from these 28 recordings. He sounded young, and he was. And mm-hmm. When they found him, they brought him back to us, you know, to the folk music revival, and put him on stage. He made all these recordings. And 2 years later, he was dead. So in 2 years, in the mid-60s, he just revolutionized how we handle a guitar.
Right.
Doc Watson plays differently because of John Hurt's playing. All of us do. Anybody who plays alternating thumb, this wonderful ragtime style. He was a charming, delightful, funny little guy and a great player.
Does he have a lot of warmth to that style of music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just the sweetest guy. You can hear him smiling when he sings.
That's true. Yeah, that's... or when he plays, even.
Yeah, he's just a really sweet, wonderful man.
You both are educators. You both teach a lot and are on the road showing people how to do things. How important has that been to sort of continuing people's presence in folk music over the years? I mean, this is it's just never happened over the last 50 or 60 years. There was the folk song revival of the late 50s and early 60s and 60s, but there wasn't a lot of education that went along at that same time. But since the 1970s, there's been this growth of music camps, there's been a growth of school programs, there's been a tremendous growth in education and the opportunity for people to learn more about this music.
It means I have more buddies to play music with.
Well, that's true.
it's sort of like marrying into the family. You know, you get more folks around you. Don't you? But also, it's sort of the folk music equivalent of the punk rock movement, which was to return the ability to play music to people and take it out of the hands of the industry.
And that's a big question mark these days, isn't it? That's something that
it always has been. Yeah. I think we're winning.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Flip, you want to do us another song?
Yeah. Last song mentioned politics. I got to do a song about politics. In the current political climate, which I find a little reminiscent of my childhood, I grew up in the 50s, and things are a little alarming here. But it's also different because we grew up with a lot of hope that we could change things. We got to see that we could, in fact, change things. And I'm very clear that this time around, we've learned some things about changing things, and one of them is you got to do it one person at a time. And it doesn't work to huddle, and it doesn't work to set barriers and create them and throw them up and say, if you're not on my side of this barrier, I'm not going to talk to you. We're going to have to reach out. And this is a song I wrote about that.
Her name is Flip Breskin, joining us live from the Chapel in the Pines here in the Summer Acoustic Music Week.
The way we're going to heal this world is one heart at a time. Man and woman, boy and girl, one heart at a time. Heart to heart, our lives entwine. Heart to heart, our hopes combine. Starts with your heart hearing mine. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. Come on. One heart at a time. Listening, laughing, crying. One heart at a time. Lessons that the lost heart learns. One heart at a time. It works out if we just take turns, one heart at a time. Brothers, sisters, can't you see? It's as simple as can be. I hear you and you hear me, one heart at a time. One heart at a time, sing it out. One heart at a time, listening, laughing, crying. One heart at a time. Look at what contempt has cost. One heart at a time. Every chance for closeness lost. One heart at a time. Find the courage that we need to face each other's rage and greed. Listening is the future's seed. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. Listening, laughing, crying. One heart at a time. People of all different kinds, one heart at a time. Linking lives and hands and minds, one heart at a time. Links of caring we create can pull this world away from hate. Listening like it's not too late, one heart at a time. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. Listening, laughing, crying. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. One heart at a time. Listening, laughing, crying. One heart at a time. Thank you.
Now, you wrote that this year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were the big demonstrations in February. Mm-hmm. And there was an old lady on the bus, and I asked her what she thought of the demonstrations. We were going home, and she hissed at me, "Disgusting." And I thought, "Okay, when somebody's holding a rigid point of view that doesn't seem rational to me, I better listen, because you aren't going to talk them out of it." Mm-hmm. And I asked her about it. And she wound up talking about how hopeless it was and how much those darn demonstrators were getting in everybody's way and it wasn't going to do any good anyway. And I just kept asking her more and more and more about it. What I think we need is a bunch of Boy Scouts that we all, when we're doing demonstrations, need to be watching along the route of travel to see if we can do any good deeds, help old ladies across the line of travel, you know, that sort of stuff. But we were maybe listening for 5 minutes. When we got off the bus, she wished us good luck.
Well, Listen. That's a nice moment. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Flip Preskin. Scott Ainsley's got his National Steel over there.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
This is a gospel tune that seems appropriate to follow. Let's start the week with a little bit of... I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die, till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. Till I die, till I die. Going down in the grave with me. Who's going down in the grave with me? Who's going down in the grave with me when I die? Trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Till I die, till I die.
Wow, what a morning, huh? Thank you. That's perfect. Scott Ainsley and the Sam W. Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Up early this morning.
Yes, indeed. A little rusty, but there they are. And you moved them to it. That's where did you get that from?
That song comes from the playing of a man named Willie Malloy. It's a standard in the Southern Gospel churches, a real family favorite. It's simple, it's old, and Willie was a dear friend, born in 1900. I met him in 1988. He ran away from home in 1915 with a blues band when he was 15 years old. Think mm-hmm. about the year, children. Mm-hmm. And went home in 1917, saw his mother for the last time, and then was blinded from an accident, and was one of the happiest men I have ever met. And when he sang, "I'm going to treat everybody right," you believed it.
Wow. Scott Ainsley and Flip Preskin, thank you so much for coming in and making our morning that much nicer. You just really added to it this morning. What a pleasure. Flip Preskin, flip.breskin.com.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing a house concert in Acton?
I am on the 19th, Saturday the 19th at J.B. Sweeney's house.
And that's the email address down there is?
jb24@comcast.net.
So if you want to find out information about how you can get together with a house concert with Flip Breskin, that's the way, jb24@comcast.net. And Scott, you're going to be in the area in September?
I am. I'm going to be at the Children's Museum doing a concert for families on the 27th of September in Boston, which will be nice. And I'm doing a benefit in Belmont sometime that month.
Second Friday Coffee House at the church at 404 Concord Avenue.
It's a benefit coffee house. Right. And we're going to throw in for the community, one of my first shows in a long time in Boston. So.
Well, the Sam W. community will be there to see you for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you guys drive safely out there.
Yeah.
Let me remind you that Scott has a website. It's www.guitarpicker.com/Ainsley. So you want to find out where this man's going to be. He's a wonderful force in blues music and music in general. So both of them just bring so much to the table. Thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
And Marilyn, that's about it from the Chapel of the Pines. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 with another couple of instructors. And we're off to our first day of classes here. So we're looking forward to that, and a lot of anticipation and on the part of both the instructors and the students, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you, Marilyn.